Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to another exciting edition of your favorite psychic show, the Psychic Funhouse podcast. I am here with my lovely guest slash co-host, Mr. Michael J. Espinoza. How are you, Michael?
I am doing well, Mr. Lawrence. How are you?
I'm good. Very good. Very good.
It's nice.
Nice.
Yeah. It's nice to be here with you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a weekly event that touches millions of lives, and we're happy to be a part of it. So it's always a fun thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, yes, indeed. And tonight we have a very special edition of the Psychic Funhouse to offer our lovely listeners. Yeah, I know.
What are we doing?
Well, we're going to offer live on-air readings for each other for a change, not just for our wonderful guests, but for each other. People get an insight into that process, see what it's like.
Wow.
Behind the scenes.
No. I like that.
No, it's more risk-taking than Circus of Las Vegas with the big cats. Who knows what's going to happen.
So is this the readers reading readers?
Readers reading readers, yes. I'm going to offer you. No, it doesn't happen very often.
But I'm honored.
Yeah, I know. I'm honored too, because I'm going to read you, and then you're going to read me, and we'll see what happens after that.
Is it like a psychic reading, or is it like, I'm going to read you, honey? Like one of those readings?
Like spill some tea? Well, it really should be the latter for you, don't you think? Just to keep you in check.
I think I'll read you real good.
I don't want you to get too big for your psychic britches.
Is going to be exciting.
Yeah. Well, it's whatever you want.
I'm excited.
You know, if either of us has something specific that we would like the other's insight in, we can do that, and we can do an open reading. Like I said, I've got my cards here, so I'm ready to pull a few of those, too. Whatever works for you. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I promise not to get too personal because, I don't want to touch on anything that's too tender, Like we do want to respect each other's boundaries, and I don't want to get you in trouble with authorities again like happened last time. That got messy.
Oh, thank you. You're always thinking of me.
Well, we got the Nevada Gaming Commission involved, and it was just, a lot of money at the time. Big numbers. I think the mafia, just skip it. Just skip it. I won't bring it up.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So, what do you think?
I'm ready. I'm game. We do have a good show next week. Make an announcement. Listeners, yeah. So next week, what is that, the 30th of July, we have a special guest. Sharon Jay. And Sharon Jay is a pranic healer and an essential oil enthusiast, essential oils aromatherapy enthusiast. And so Sharon knows a lot about oils. Yeah, she's amazing. And she has an amazing, amazing nose for fragrance and scents. And it's really wonderful. So I'm excited to talk to her about everything that smells good. So we're going to have Sharon Jay on next week from 6 to 7:30 Pacific time.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Yeah, that's going to be the Smells Good
Thank
show
you.
Of the summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, as long as we're in this position, maybe you could let our listeners know how to get in touch with you, Mr. Michael, for healings and readings.
Okay.
And
yeah. So you can contact me. My best way is to go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com. You can schedule a session, be it a pranic healing session, a reading session. Schedule that through my website. And also, I offer 15-minute consultations to explore to see if I'm the right fit for you. The consultations are not mini reading. So, sorry.
What
and
happens
how
during
do people
a consultation?
Get Well, I think it's a great exploratory time to ask questions, and, you know, if they don't know about pranic healing, and also, you know, my reading sessions, what those are about as well, because, you know, I'm not a fortune teller, so I don't kind of read the future. I don't do that.
You're not.
Let you know when. No, I know. I know. But we do with your guides, and we do some really good work. We dig, and we look at stuff that needs to be healed and cleared up so that you can improve your life.
Dig it.
And also you can call me or text at 562-457-0457. How can people get in touch with you, Mr. Laurence?
I'm so glad you asked, Michael. They can call or text me. My number is 541-344-7534. I am currently in Oregon, experiencing a lovely day. You can also email me at givingtree@earthlink.net. And please check out my Facebook page. It's got a lot of interesting information about my herbalism work with the lovely plants that heal us, and that is Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website, which is always under development. GivingTreeFarm.com is a good place to go to find out more about my shamanic work and classes that I might be offering eventually, as well as past events and all sorts of interesting things. So there you have
all
it.
Right. Yes. Very good. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So so maybe before we get started, we can talk a little bit about what readings are and how we kind of work and what they're designed to accomplish. You said a little bit when you mentioned, you know, what your consultation was or what it wasn't, right? So,
mm-hmm.
Everybody does readings differently, and they'll have different modalities that they work with, different skill sets that they bring to a reading. The idea that I think both of us are very invested in is in self-discovery and healing, right? Because
mm-hmm.
we want people to advance, want people to evolve. You know, many of us have things that are still stuck with us that we would be better off letting go of or working through or leaving behind. So I know in our discussions and even in our readings that we've done together on the show for folks that, you know, our guides are really invested in helping others, you know, break free from blockages and move forward. So, you know, when you come to us for a reading, we're going to make you work, right? We're going to ask you questions as well as give you information that will hopefully spark you into realizing some things about yourself and realizing that you can make the changes that seem difficult at first glance, but that are really, really necessary for you to just become a better person, accept things about yourself, and find out important things like what your reason is for being here, those sorts of things. Right?
Right.
Like you said, we're not, you know, in the fortune teller business. You know, dramatic things can happen, but ideally what we want is for meaningful things to happen, right? Things that our clients can take away and really chew on and consider and feel like they're empowered, right? I think we're both invested in that,
absolutely,
making our clients feel independent instead of dependent, right? We don't want people to come and see us over and over and over and over again and pay us, you know, their life savings so we can go on our spaceship cruise up to, you know, the biggest planet. We're not building a phallic rocket to space, people, with your money. So, sorry.
Right.
It's just not our style. We're more interested in keeping things very grounded down to earth so that you can, you know, really benefit and come away feeling like you can solve your problems and that they are doable and that your life is going in a better direction once you work with us.
Yeah.
Right. So how we do that is really
concur.
Michael works differently than I do. We have, you know, some overlap and similarities, but he comes from a very interesting background. Tonic healing, right? You want to talk a little bit about that? What that is? For people that might not be too familiar?
Sure. I got my start in pranic healing, and after working in pranic healing for a couple of years and meditating regularly, it opened up some gifts I'll just say enhanced the gifts that I already had. And then I understood them as, you know, psychic reading and mediumship, being able to talk to the dead. And so, that's when it all became enhanced and I understood that I had, well, it took a little while after that to understood that I already had these gifts inside me. And so since then, I come to find that I work with my set of guides who helps me to my sitter's guides, and I convey information from your guides, they're not mine, to give to you to help the sitter improve their life and get better, and so that they can be happier and live a more fulfilled life. And so most of the time when people come to me, they're in a place where they need some help. They might be stuck or just some clarity, and so that's what the guides do. But like I said, I don't fortune tell and I don't tell your future. But we help, or your guides help you figure out how to resolve some issues so that you can move forward more freely and quickly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How do you work?
I like it.
Thank you. Yeah. How do you work, Lawrence? What happens when somebody comes to a reading for you? With you?
When somebody comes to a reading for me, they better bring a lot of money. Otherwise, I don't even bother. But have your checkbooks ready, people. No, just kidding. No. Well, when people come to me, it depends on what they're seeing me for. You know, I wear a few different hats, kind of like you do. So I'm a shamanic practitioner. I work with spirit guides and power animals, things like that, to improve things for people mm-hmm. or to find out what's going on. And I also work a lot with plants, both spiritually and physically, in my career as a certified clinical herbalist, which I've been for 20 years. And mm-hmm. I also work with tarot, and I'm an artist. So lots of different options for people. Kind of just depends on what feels appropriate. Sometimes everything gets combined. You know, it's not uncommon for people mm-hmm. to show up with some spiritual issues that might be helped by some herbs or things or changes in lifestyle. And likewise, you know, people come to me just thinking they have a physical issue when in fact they also have something on a deeper level that might benefit from us addressing it shamanically. So
mm-hmm.
really just depends on what the client feels is best for them and what seems appropriate and what the spirits are suggesting. And then we kind of go from there.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of options.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very
definitely
cool.
Feel very fortunate to work in this field and to have you as a friend and personal ally as well.
Thank you. I feel the same.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Does everybody feel love right now? Do you feel love?
Like a big, big teddy bear, care bear. So for reading for you, what do you think would you prefer? Anything coming to mind, or you have a specific question? Or?
No. Why don't we just see what they have to say? Let's see what the universe mm-hmm. is going to bring me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I think what I'm being inspired to do is to pull a card or two for you. So I'm going to shuffle the tarot deck.
Uh-huh.
That's ready.
Cool.
Yep. And then what
cool,
I'm going to have
yeah.
you do, Mike. Yeah. What I'm going to have you do is I'm going to pass my hand over my deck. And when you're ready, you feel like there's a card that's meant for you, just say okay, or that one, or give me a signal, and I'll select
mm-hmm.
that card, and we'll take a look at it together. How does that sound?
I like it.
All right.
Very good.
Passing my hand over right now, so anytime you're ready, let me know.
Now.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. All right, so.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So let's take a look at this card together. So, you know, there are so many tarot decks out there now from when I first started, you know, back in the antediluvian time frame when there were a handful. You know,
didn't you start like in 1854?
Well, maybe not quite that long ago, unless we're talking different lifetimes. But, yeah, a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's oracle cards, there's angel cards, there's, you know, all sorts of different stuff. I work with a Morgan Greer tarot deck, which is a fairly classical version that's been around for quite a while. And I also work just with, in my deck, there's a major and minor arcana. I work with a major arcana, which are big picture, big life stuff, so we can kind of zoom mm-hmm. in on that and let the details kind of work themselves out. You know, if we've got the archetypes figured out, then we can
mm-hmm.
probably let the stuff do what it needs to do. So the card that I pulled for you is the World card, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And the World card, yeah, and the World card is about manifestation. Now, it was reversed, right? So it's upside down, so that changes things a bit, but if you can think about progressing through the tarot deck as a series of tasks or self-discoveries, then your journey culminates at the end in the world card, which is about manifestation. It's about bringing things into reality. And all the work you've done up to that point bearing fruit. So I know you enough to know that you have a lot of different projects going on, Michael, and you're a busy guy with your spiritual business and other responsibilities. So so this card then is telling us that you're on the precipice of having some things come to completion. The challenge with the reverse presentation might be that you might be trying to force things to go too much. Mm. That's kind of what my guides are telling me, right? That you're, you're really dedicated, and that's a very honorable thing, and you're very loyal, but you also might be needing to walk away a little bit, take a break, not be so driven that you're going to end up either sabotaging things a little bit, by getting frustrated, or, something that's definitely to be aware of is your health, right? You don't want to, I know you're a very sensitive person, as am I, so you want to be careful about not stressing yourself out so that you can't do the things that you want to do, right? And we talk about this all the time in the show and even outside the show is self-care, practicing self-care, right? Trying to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's so many things pulling at us in different directions. It's hard to always know when to say when, right? Because we want to be there for our clients. We want to be there for our families, and it's challenging. But so the positive thing then is things are coming together, right? Your work is going to be rewarded. You're going to, be able to finish some things, complete some things, and then move on to other stuff. That's on right on the precipice of manifesting. Challenges, make sure that as those things are coming due, that you don't overwork yourself, overthink things, look for the problems, to look for the solutions, and, be willing to walk away for a little bit and let things kind of, trust in the universe, basically, to help you make things manifest. Does that make sense?
Yes. Perfect sense.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Right. I like that. I have been reading. I mean, I have been working very hard lately, so.
I know.
Oops. Excuse me. Yeah.
It's getting to you.
So that's good.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You want to draw another card? What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Or
do you want to take a call?
We can do that too. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we can kind
of. What do you want to do, Lawrence?
What do I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to have fun. So, yeah, we can take a call. We've got some callers on the line. We can kind of intersperse things back and forth. You want to try that?
Why don't we do that?
Anything goes. All right. Well, let's see. Okay, so we'll take at least one call. The way we work things on Psychic Funhouse with our callers, we let you know your area code so you know it's you, and then we ask you to share your name and your location so we know you're calling from, and then we'll find out how we can be of service to you. So here we go. Let's see.
All right.
Yeah.
Who's on the line?
Let's try this one. This is area code 216. Hi there, 216.
Hello.
You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Sharon from Ohio.
Sharon?
Hey, Sharon.
With an N?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yes.
Okay. Well, Sharon from Ohio, welcome to Psychic Funhouse. How can Michael and I help you tonight?
Well, I was wondering if you guys can pick up on animals on my dog.
We can.
Ask that again?
On my dog. I have a question about my dog.
Uh-huh. What about
your
dog?
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you guys, some, you know, I didn't know if some psychics can't. I am going back into the office 2 days a week starting after Labor Day. And I was wondering how my little girl is going to be at home 2 days a week by herself, if she's going to be okay. You can pick up
what's
anything
her name?
On. Olive.
What's her name?
Olive.
Olive.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
you know, what came up right away was to find somebody that can sit with her or be with her. You know, if there's somebody you know who can, or at least check up on her, somebody that she maybe already knows or has a relationship with, so it's not going to be too much new stuff. Olive is pretty good about being on her own as long as she feels like you're going to come back and she'll be able to reunite with you. She definitely, she's got, you know, what I'm getting anyway is she's kind of a spirit dog for you. Like, she spends a lot of time working with you in the spirit world. So she's, you know, works on a lot of levels in your life. She's definitely emotionally connected, but she's also very, fairly, very deeply connected to your soul and really enjoys it when you're affectionate with her. Like, that's her sweet spot. That's what she really appreciates about you. So she's kind of a sponge for attention. She's really, really loving.
She is.
Very friendly
right.
dog. Yeah. Yeah. She's like, you know, she's almost like the best combination of a person. You know, she's got a big personality and a smaller body and a dog wrapped up into one for you. Like, she feels like you interact with her in a way that elevates her, I guess, and treats her almost like a person. Like, you know, you don't talk down to her. You know, some people get really, I don't know, they do the baby talk thing with their dogs, that sort of thing or whatever. But I guess, you know, what I pick up on is that you really relate to her in a different way. And she responds to that. So I don't think it's going to be, in some ways, it's going to be more of an issue for you to be away from her because you're going to worry about her more than it is for her to be. Yeah, more. So the antidote to try to find somebody who can, you know, pet sit with her even just for a few hours, you know, or check up on her for you and give you, you know, a report, you know, that she's fine, she's doing okay. Do you have anybody like that, or have you worked with, like, pet sitters before that you trust, or?
I have, but they're usually for all day, and I just, I can't find the right one. All my friends work. You know, I do have one older man. It's so hard to rely on people. It's just, you know, they have their lives. You know, at the last minute, they have to cancel. I mean, it's a responsibility, like having a child. I hate to say that, but sometimes you have to rely on yourself. You know what I mean? They could cancel the last, but you just don't know that. So I got to really think about this. And you're right, it's going to be me worrying about her. I could do doggy daycare. I could. I'm taking her for a sample Tuesday for 4 hours. I'm going to take her there and see how she adjusts. But I think she'd be better off just wandering at home than being in a cage. Because when you're a doggy daycare, they do put you in a crate for a little bit, too. She can't, you know, she'd be happier just roaming around the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She's really good in the house. She doesn't chew. She's housebroken. You know, I'm not worried about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I get the sense that maybe this first week, you know, when you're transitioning and getting back to work, you may not be able to find the ideal situation for her. But what I'm seeing is that, you know, keep persisting. And I think from an unexpected area, you're going to have somebody step up and play for you.
I think she'd be happier at home, someone coming in and walking her. She had a hard life. She's 9 years old. I adopted her. She was emaciated when I got her. She was 25 pounds light. They didn't think she was going to make it. So she's the rest of her life, she's going to be spoiled rotten because she's had she was returned twice back to the being rescued from their home, being neglected. That's how bad it was for her.
Wow.
And she's such a loving dog because of it.
Yeah. Well, good for you for giving her a forever home. That's a really special thing. So
Now I got to work on getting a babysitter. I know. It's not more than two days a week, though.
That's not bad. You'll figure it out. Michael, do you have anything for Sharon and Olive, or what's going
anything,
on?
Anything, Michael?
Yes, I do.
Good.
Give me one second.
I love her so much.
Here.
Oh, I just adore that dog. Everybody loves her in my development, too. I live in a townhouse. People are like, she is just, she's very mellow. People, but go on. I just love her.
The thing I get, I do feel the connection between the two of you, that you two are very connected. I think she's going to have to go through a period of adjustment when you do go back to work and she's alone for the day. But I think she's going to be fine. Does she have toys to play with? Does she have, like,
some stuffed
animals?
Yeah, she just started playing with them.
Yeah.
She wouldn't play with them in the beginning. I'm telling you, she had to have rebirth from what she's been through. She played tug-of-war with me for the first time. Yes, she's opening up. How's that? Yes. Okay.
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think you should just leave some, make sure her stuffed animals are there. And also, too, I would suggest leaving a sleep with a T-shirt for a few days and leave that with her, you know, like wherever her bed is, wherever she sleeps. And just so she knows you're there with her. I think she's going to be fine, really. One of the things I keep seeing is she's going to sleep most of the day.
I bought her this big, huge bed. I know she loves it.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But even my girlfriend said, a lot of people leave their dogs home for 8 hours. And they do. I know. I know. She has to get used to it. I know.
Yeah.
Other than that.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be worse for you than it is for her. So she's going to be fine. And if you have somebody come in, you know, while you're gone and maybe take her for a walk outside to use a restroom and take her back in, that'll be great. You know, I think she'll be fine.
Thank you. I know.
You're welcome.
You. You know, you mentioned you're kind of in a community there, Sharon. Do you, is there anybody, you know, like a responsible, you know, young adult or somebody there that knows Olive?
Somebody already volunteered that he would, it's an older man that would walk her for free. He's so nice. And come in. I may use him, but, you know, if something happens to him or he has to do something at the last minute, but at least I know he would help. And I do know there's another man in this building that does all the maintenance. He works every day. I could just I trust him enough to go in my house, just peek in on her in the beginning to see if she's okay. I know.
I think she'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll try those out and see if that doesn't address, you know, at least some of what's going on until.
And you guys, doggy daycare is great, but I'm telling you, they keep them in crates for most of the day. Why, you know what I'm saying, for what you pay to do that, and they don't feed them. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I haven't found one doggy daycare that feeds them during the day. And you pay all this money. You see what I'm trying to say? You have to be logical here.
Yeah, my mom has a couple dogs, and of course, where I'm at, it's a little more rural. She has a really wonderful, dog. It's not really daycare; it's more. But she, you know, it's for when she actually goes away and isn't coming back for a while. But they have a whole hillside that is open to the dogs, and they can come and go as they please, and they're only inside, you know, at night or when the weather's bad. So, and they love it. They often don't want to come back.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll figure it out. I just wanted to make sure her anxiety, you guys didn't pick her up a lot of anxiety in her. Thank you.
No, I don't think so. And then Michael's suggestion about a piece of your clothing that you don't mind her, you know, bedding down with it that smells like you is really, that's a good thing. That always helps too. So.
Thank
Goodbye.
You so much, both of you, okay? Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Sharon. Yeah, let us know, Sharon.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, animal communication on the show. Yeah. Nice dog. That's what I picked up on the most. Really nice dog.
Yeah, very sweet, right?
Yeah, it's great when people are able to provide homes for dogs that have been through trauma too. That's such a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was talking to my friend who was here recently, who's a dog person. We were just talking about, you know, his process to get their dog. You know, during the pandemic, there were a lot of pets that were getting snapped up by people because people were isolated, right? And then a lot of people weren't giving their pets up, even though they probably were, you know, ready to, because of the pandemic. Again, they wanted to hang on to them. And now it's kind of the reverse, I guess. You know, in a lot of places, there are a ton of animals that are being given up and not enough homes for them yet. So if you're a responsible pet owner and you're in need, there are definitely a lot of animals out there that could use a really nice home like Sharon's got for an animal.
So good for you, Sharon, for taking in the dog. That's really sweet, and it's wonderful.
Yeah. And she's obviously really concerned about it. So I think we both are right that it's going to be harder for her than all of us. But she'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, before we go to another caller, do you want to do some more reading work with each other? What do you think?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Do you want to do some reading for me, or do you want me to go back to my tarot cards and find out what's happening?
Let's see. Let me connect to your guides. Do I have permission to connect to your guides?
You do have permission.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I have
ready.
Some information for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the one guide that steps forward, he's showing himself, and he wants you to see him. You probably have already seen him, I'm sure. He wears a kilt.
This guy, he's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm. Oh, has he? Okay. Well, he's stepping around. He's stepping forward. This is one stepping forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then, thank you. There's another guide there as well, and he's in the background, and he's Native American. And it feels like he works with you like ceremonies, when you do ceremonies. Do you do ceremonies?
I do ceremonies, yep.
Yeah, yeah. So he helps you with that, with ceremonies. He helps you with magic, and he helps you with your readings.
Interesting.
The guy with the kilt, yeah, the guy with the kilt, he feels like he's your main guide, the one I usually term a CEO. He kind of directs the whole project. And, yeah. So anyway, those two have stepped forward, and they want you to know it feels like some things are going to change for you as well. And this feels like in the fall it's going to come. It feels like spiritual changes, but also to do with your business and more directly with your spiritual business, your healing and reading business. That's going to have an injection of growth into that. So they're saying, like, you need to think it about it a little bit right now, plan that, and really think about what you want, what areas you want it to grow, and what you want it to look like, how you want it to move forward, and they're going to help you with that.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
It would be good.
That's exciting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they say anything about what aspect of my business might, you mentioned the spiritual aspect, so maybe more shamanic work, something like that?
Well, it feels like it's...
for clients again, if things don't get crazy with COVID.
Well, yeah. I mean, it feels like that's... I'm not seeing the exact area right now, and I think this is where they're saying you need to think about that, like how you want this to grow and how do you want it to move forward, and they're here to help you.
Present the plan.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
And so they're showing me your website, so that feels like it might be redone or zhuzhed a little bit. And yeah, so it's good.
Great. Yeah,
do
well,
you,
I can always use backup.
Do you, right, do you read the runes?
Runes? I don't.
Yeah.
I had a friend of
they
mine.
They just showed me that, so I don't know what that means.
Interesting. Well, maybe I'll get a reading from somebody who does.
Yeah. Or maybe you'll start doing readings with runes.
Possible.
Maybe.
Yeah. I've got a tree ogham tarot deck that has runes associated with it. I don't use it that often, but that's the closest thing. So I guess technically I do. I don't really consider myself a rune reader per se, the way that I know, you know, people are really versed in it, but they're interesting. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, maybe the,
cool.
The killed man will help me with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he will. Absolutely.
Cool.
No, I think that's it for that.
Okay. All right. Well, do you want to go back to the boards? We've got more callers. You ready for another call? Come on.
Let's
okay.
do it. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you for that, Michael. That was fun.
You're welcome.
I think, you know, that's one of the biggest things is to know that you have support or backup, you know, when you want to engage in a project rather than just kind of going it alone by yourself. It's always a good, you know, you would think I would engage with spirit all the time to make things happen, but I often get invested or distracted in other things like that. So it's a good reminder.
Yeah. No, it is, right? And they're always there, ready, willing, and able to help us with everything. But, you know, I forget too. And I'm, and I think that's the case with a lot of healers. We're the last ones to ask for help. But, yeah. And, you know, at times they kind of like, you know, tap me on the shoulder and they're like, hello. We're here, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you for reminding me.
Right.
Can you help me? And they're like, yeah, of course. We've been waiting for you to ask us for help.
Exactly. No, that's exactly true. They're always like, where have you been? Come on. Like, you know, that's what the whole relationship is for, that you spend all this time and, you know, effort to cultivate, and you're not even using it. It's like having a... you know, sports car in your garage, and you just go out and go, oh, look, there's a sports car, and you go back in. It's like, really? Let's take this sucker out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. All right.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. This is good. I'm glad we're doing this. Okay. Let's go to the phone. So we've got area code 727. Hi there. You're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Kate calling from Florida.
Oh,
hi, Kate.
Okay. We didn't. You're from Florida? It's K, like K-A-Y, K?
As in K-A-T-E.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on the show. I want to make sure I get your name right. It's K with a Y, like K-A-Y, or Kate with a T-E?
No.
K-A-T-E. Okay, so what's your name? T-E. Okay, that's what you said. All right.
As
okay,
Kate Middleton.
There we go. Yeah, royalty. How can we help you, Kate?
May
I
have a general for the coming 90 days, please?
Okay. Can you talk more about that?
Whatever comes in for you. If you'd like to pull a tarot card, just whatever method, and however you feel moved to provide information for the coming 90 days.
Info for the coming night. Okay, just a general reading. All right. Yeah, I can start off with a card. Why don't we do that? So, Kate, I'm going to do just like I did with Michael. Maybe you weren't listening earlier when I pulled a card for him, but I'm going to pass my hand over my deck, and when you feel inspired, just say stop or that one, and I'll pick that card for you. Okay? So I'm going to do this.
Okay.
And you get to say whenever you're ready. So whenever you're ready.
When.
Okay. Clearly this one. All right. So, card that I pulled for you, the moon card. All right. And so, the moon card is really it's about everything that's below the surface. It's about things that you may not even be aware of, but that are motivating your decisions and your path in life. So often this card is about bringing up fears, ideally so that you can work with them and understand them and, you know, if necessary, even confront them, but with the intention of making them your ally instead of something that you have to always be on guard against. So this can be a challenging card if you're not up for it to get, but, you know, you talked about wanting to know what was going to come up for you in the next 2 or 3 months. Basically what this card is saying is that, whatever you might've been putting off or whatever you might have been wanting to kind of, you know, stay in the background is going to come forward. So in a sense, it's going to be a time of reckoning. You know, there's going to be some psychic or spiritual or even emotional bills coming due that you're going to need to figure out how to pay or account for in some way. So if you're able to accept that and stay really grounded and focused, this is going to be a really productive time for you. As that's going to happen, it's also going to be challenging. So, you know, good things to do are to just really stay on top of your health. Make sure you're connected to people that you trust that'll help you stay grounded and that you can confide in, you know, when things get challenging. And if necessary, you know, it might be a good time if you haven't already to take a look at things that are going to support you more directly, maybe mental health care, therapy, you know, if there's things that you haven't addressed in a while physically, like dental stuff, you know, I've been hearing from people who have like COVID teeth, that kind of thing, whatever makes sense, just try to clear all that up so that you can, really have all the energy you need available to deal with whatever's going to be presented to you by the universe. All right? Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you have any questions about that, Kate? Or
no.
Can you come up? No? Okay. All right. All right. Let's see if...
I have some... I have something here.
please?
I have, I see that it feels like there's going to be a reconnection to a relationship for you. It feels like somebody significant in your life that you haven't spoken to in a while is going to come back. You're going to reconnect with that person and recultivate that relationship with that person. I'm not seeing male or female because I keep getting both. I don't know what it is, the energies of that. So I don't know exactly what person that is. But somebody's going to come back and you're going to have a chance to recultivate an old friend or maybe a relative. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Kate. I hope that was helpful.
Yes, thank you.
All right, well, let us know how it goes. We always like hearing back from our listeners.
Yeah. Call us back and let us know how it goes, Kate. Have a good
All
evening.
Right. Thank you. You too.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of your summer in Florida. Stay cool.
Yes.
All right, bye-bye now. Callers on the line. So you ready to go to another listener, Michael?
Yes, I am. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right. Let's take this caller. This is area code 541. Hi there. You're on
Hi.
The Psychic Funhouse with Michael Lawrence. Hi, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Anna and I'm calling from Oregon. This past year,
Great.
I've been going through a lot of physical healing. I've been in and out of the hospital. I'm currently in a skilled nursing facility for a total of 20 days before I can leave, before I can go back home. But I can't go back home unless there's people there that can help me because I'm not stable walking for very long. And in the
mm-hmm.
midst of all of this, I had a caregiver that helped himself to moving into my house while I was in the hospital a couple of months ago, and he has stolen the title to my car. We just found out yesterday looking for the title to my house because I'm trying to sell a property in New Mexico and I couldn't find the title, and it's just very complicated.
Oh,
it's making my life
yeah.
a wreck, you know, and
yeah.
You know, he's interfering. He's gotten 30-month probation. They gave him a slap on the wrist. They didn't even make him give me back the car keys. He had two sets of car keys, the only car keys. And then he said, well, can I give her one? And they said no, but they didn't even take the ones that he had or the title back from him. It's just a nightmare.
That's crazy.
I'm just, yeah, it is. It absolutely is. So I have to pay for new keys and I have
mm-hmm.
to, in order to get keys made, I have to get paperwork from the courthouse to prove that the car was stolen from me, that it is my
mm-hmm.
car, in order to, for them to re-key, not just put in the same lock, but re-key
yeah.
it totally.
So what can Michael and I do, you know, spiritually to help you out in this situation, Anna? What would you like from us?
Well, just if you see any outcome of this smoothing out of the property that I'm trying to sell, selling on time because a lot of my bills can get paid that way, and is it going to close on time because I don't want to lose the sale?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to find people to help me at home? Am I going to just do this round and round, ending up in a senior assisted living and then back to the hospital and back and forth? And it's just, you know, it's kind of like a worthless life. I need to get stronger and have positive people and helpful people around me, not
mm-hmm,
ones that abandon
mm-hmm.
me and use me, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, let us kind of tune in a little bit, and then we'll see if we can't give you some constructive feedback, okay? So just give us a moment.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to jump in here, Anna. This is Michael.
Okay.
Anna, your guides want you to know, first and foremost, that you're going to be fine. You will get through this. This is a very challenging time for you right now. And it even seems even harder because of your physical state that you're in, okay?
Right. Yeah.
But they want you to know that you will get through this and you will be okay. So hold on, let me get this again. This is also somewhat of a challenge for you to stand up and on your two feet and to be able to stand up for yourself, to vocalize. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of noise in the background, Anna. Are you doing something
there? I'm in a skilled nursing, and I have a roommate who's hard of hearing, and her TV is louder than me.
Okay. All right.
I don't have any choice.
Yeah. Okay.
I keep putting my hand over the mouthpiece so it's muffled more.
Okay. All right. That's fine. It's a little distracting. But anyway, they're saying this is also about you finding your voice, right? This is not stuff that's happening to you, right? But this is about helping you find your voice to be able to stand up to people and say, enough, no more. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Those words have come out of my mouth recently, loud and clear.
Right. Good. Good. And so they want you to know, like, this is part of the lesson here, so that you don't see this as just a big ball of negative and bad events happening in succession, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When the person that stayed at your house that was trying to steal it from you,
mm-hmm.
before you went into the nursing facility, they're showing me that you had an uneasy feeling about this person. Do you understand that?
Yeah, there was a mixed kind of a family kind of feeling, but then I know there were things
mm-hmm.
about him that were, he was a bit of a scam artist, but I never thought that he would try
right.
and rip me off and scam me. But I knew that
right.
side of him. I saw it as, you know, we lived together for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Yeah.
So they're saying, like, that right there is your intuition working and happening for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when that comes up, you cannot ignore it. You have to really honor that and say to yourself, you know, that, okay, this is done. Like, I'm going to honor this feeling that I'm getting, and I am going to have to end this relationship or this
we actually were trying to find me more help, and that was the challenge, is that I wasn't able to find somebody. He was overwhelmed, you know, way before he started
mm-hmm.
really stealing from me, but, you know, he helped himself
mm-hmm.
to whatever was in the house, no matter what, but, you know, not behind my back
right.
the way he ended up. But we had been trying to find somebody to alleviate him because he was getting burnt out. And, you know,
yeah.
one person to take care of one person for about a year, it's
yeah.
a lot, you know. So, I never
right.
found anybody. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So also the guides are saying just to ask them for help, but be very specific about the help you ask for, okay? And
mm-hmm.
they're going to help you find somebody to take care of you. They're going to help you get the car back to, you know, get it repaired and get you back your title and everything else. And also ask them especially for the house, to help
mm-hmm.
you sell the house, okay?
Yeah, because the closing was supposed to be like August 2nd. and they're just finding out now that there's an issue with the title, and then I can't find my copy of it, and the only copy of it. So it's a bigger problem.
Yeah, they'll help you.
Okay.
Lauren, do you have anything?
I can agree with what you were saying, Michael. My guys are saying, keep everything in perspective on it. I know these are, serious issues that you've been going through, but, you're still very much with us. You still have people love you and care about you. Spirits definitely are supporting you. And, the physical objects are what they are. You really want to keep things in perspective that, your health is going to get back, and you've got a family member that's going to help you out.
I have a family member?
There's somebody there that I see is going to help you out. As far as your health goes, I think that's going to resolve pretty soon. Probably not exactly when you hope, but before the end of August. So, that should be something that will get taken care of. All right? You just have to hang in there and try to be as positive as possible, like Michael's guides were saying. We're going to let you go because there's a lot of noise coming in through your phone that's kind of disrupting things. But, keep in touch. Let us know how things progress for you. And, definitely take care. But it's going to work out. All right?
Okay.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Anna. Yep. Yep,
okay.
Heal up,
bye-bye.
Heal well. All right,
thank
thanks for calling.
Bye.
You bet.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, okay.
Wow.
That was
a lot of noise.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of interesting. Emblematic of what's going on with her, I think, in some ways, just the interference. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it happened again.
Wow.
You've traveled through time in an amazing fashion here with the Psychic Funhouse, but the ride has come to an end. I'm so sorry. Michael, how can people get in touch with you? Yeah, I know. How can people get in touch with you for healing or some of your other magnificent gifts?
Go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, to schedule a session. Or you can call or text me at 562-457-0457. How can people get in touch with you, Lawrence?
You can call or text 541-344-7534. Email is givingtree, all one word, givingtree@earthlink.net. And you can check out my Facebook page, Giving Tree Farm Herbs, or my website, givingtreefarm.com. All right, well, be sure to join us next week. Make sure you follow us so you can stay on top of all the wonderful shows we have coming up for the rest of the summer. Michael, we have an exciting show next week. You want to give a quick promo again about that so people know what to look for?
Yes, Sharon Jay, and she's going to be discussing all things about essential oils, aromatherapy, and everything that smells delicious. Yes.
Yeah.
Be sure to listen.
All right. It's going to be a powerful show. It smells good, too. We'll turn our smell-o-vision on so you can really get the full effect, listeners. All right. Well,
exactly.
With my wonderful co-host, Mr. Michael Espinoza, and the wonderful guides that were here with us during the show that helped make everything happen. And, of course, you, our cherished callers and listeners, we're going to bid you adieu. Thanks for coming on the Psychic Funhouse with us, and we'll see you next week, Friday, 6:30 Pacific Standard Time. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody. Have a great week.